This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by phone today with Venezuela's self-styled interim president, Juan Guaido, pledging to stay in communication and to help rebuild U.S.-Venezuelan ties. Meanwhile, as Mike Gracia reports, embattled President Nicolas Maduro appears closer to accepting talks with the political opposition.
A week into street demonstrations in Venezuela, President Nicolas Maduro has told a state-owned Russian news agency he's open to talks with the opposition. Maduro said other countries could mediate, mentioning Mexico, Uruguay, Bolivia, the Vatican, and Russia as possible candidates. But after meeting with U.S. lawmakers on Capitol Hill, Venezuelan opposition envoy Carlos Vecchio said,
"We want to end the usurpation of power of Nicolas Maduro, setting a transitional government and calling for a new election."
And Senator Marco Rubio minced no words.
Maduro's criminal organization, because it is akin to a mafia family, they are terrorists.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
Afghan government officials tell VOA its special forces earlier this week freed dozens from Taliban captivity in southeastern Ghazni province. A member of the Afghan Special Operations Corps said civilians and Afghan service members were among those rescued. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen says it is ready to use what it calls calibrated force to prod Houthi rebels into abiding by the ceasefire in the port city of Hodeida. The rebels and Yemeni officials reached the armistice in December. The rebel-controlled port is the major entry point for food and other humanitarian relief for Yemen's long-suffering civilians. All sides promised to withdraw their forces from the city, but have been slow to implement the deal. On the positive side, UN Special Envoy Martin Griffiths said he welcomes the unconditional release of prisoners and that he hopes to see more humanitarian gestures. For news anytime, we invite you to log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. In what could be a decided